Coming up next, opening tonight in Kansas City, Hair.
Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, Aquarius, Aquarius.
Falsehood or derision,
golden living dreams of vision,
mystic crystal revelation, and the mind's true liberation.
And Hair is playing at the Kauffman Center. Starts tonight, runs through Sunday, and joining us to talk a little bit about that production and about this historic show is our Lily Wask, who's music director of this production of Hair, and also Noah Plumgren, who plays Claude, one of the lead characters in the show. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So I'm just going to start with this question, which is rather invasive. I hope you don't mind my asking.
Uh-oh.
How old are you guys?
I just turned 30.
Lily, the music director, just turned 30. And how old are you, Noah?
I'm 22.
Okay, so you're 30 and 22. You're running or playing in a show that opened on Broadway in 1968. It was all set in the present back then. Actually became part of that day's conversation about culture and about current events. I don't mean to be patronizing, but what does any of that mean to you guys?
That's a good question.
Lily?
You know, I grew up actually knowing a lot about it. My parents were hippies. My mom was in San Francisco in 69, and I grew up knowing a lot of that culture personally. But, you know, I think the point is that it doesn't have a lot to do with our culture right now, and our generation is apathetic, and we were raised under the umbrella of these hippies who fought for these things, and we haven't been fighters. You know, we haven't had the same things to fight for. Maybe we have, but we've chosen not to.
Yeah, the generation handles that sort of conflict differently, right?
Yeah. But I do think a lot of what happens in the show, even though it was 50, 60 years ago, is still very relevant to what's going on today. You know, you still have some civil rights things that are happening. We still have war. We still have all this terrible stuff. It's different, and I don't know if it's as severe or not. But I still think it's an incredibly relevant show to what's happening.
So for the uninitiated, in a brief way, tell us what the show is about. What is Hair about?
Hair basically revolves around this tribe of hippies. Instead of the ensemble, it's called the tribe.
Yes.
And during the Summer of Love, 1967, and basically just it shows them their relationships, and kind of centers around this character who I play, Claude, who is faced with the decision of whether to he gets drafted to go to Vietnam, and a lot of the show focuses around his decision of whether to burn his draft card and chill with his hippie friends or go off to war and serve his country.
And we don't want to give away too much, but you can go online if you really want to know what happens to Claude. I guess, Lily, I'm wondering, the original production broke a lot of new ground. I mean, it had a lot more engagement with the audience. They involved the audience to come up on stage as part of the performance. It was a racially integrated cast, which was not at all common in 1968. There was nudity, which broke some ground as well. None of that really breaks new ground anymore. Why is this show still cutting edge? Why is it still an edgy show?
It doesn't break new ground. Anything that you see on the stage, you've probably seen in a movie, definitely, and a lot closer up. Mm-hmm. So not in that way, but it pushes the boundaries. I think it makes the audience a little bit uncomfortable. They get in your face. They dance with you. They shake their hair at you. You know, they talk to you. And if you don't respond, then they talk to you again. And I think that's sort of the point, is that it moves you. And to have that in person and really literally in your face is it's a wake-up call. It makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable. And that's the point. And even though it's something that, you know, isn't as shocking, it still makes you squirm a little bit.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. I want to ask our listeners if they have memories of hair, if they've seen it, maybe especially if they've seen it 40-plus years ago. What do you think it has to say to the world today? Call us at 816-235-2888, 235-2888. Maybe we could talk a moment about the music. We just heard some of the music, The Age of Aquarius, a song that was not only big in the show, but big on the radio airwaves at the time. To even the non-musical fans, some of that music's familiar. What do you think it makes that music work? Has it stood the test of time? Lily, you're the music director.
I think absolutely. There are songs that you just know. You don't realize you know them. Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. I think there's also a ballad, Easy to Be Hard, that a lot of people will find familiar because they've heard it in some incarnation on the radio. But I think the true gems are stuff that didn't make it onto the radio. Mm-hmm. There's a few just amazing pieces of music that you might not know unless you got the cast album and listened to it all the way through, or you came to see the show. But there's some really beautiful and dramatic storytelling. And it was also the sort of on the forefront of what we know as pop music today, like really rock music.
Right. Rock. The concept of a rock musical was still not really fully developed when this came on the scene, right, Claude? Claude, that's his character's name, right, Noah?
Yeah, I think this was definitely maybe the first rock musical, or at least the most well-known rock musical. I know there were a couple previous ones that were a little more obscure off Broadway. I think prior to Hair, Jerry Ragney and James Rada, thank you. We're working on a show called Viet Rock at, I think it was Yale. The music is, the score is unbelievable. My mom bought me the cast album when I was like 10 years old, which was maybe slightly inappropriate for Christmas. And I would do little productions of Hair in my bedroom. It was great. And it just has, the music has such a beautiful message. And I think it's definitely stood the test of time.
In a moment, I hope we get a chance to listen to you, actually, Noah, singing the theme song Hair. So we're going to take a listen for that. Here's Noah Plumgren singing a little bit of the title track, Hair.
She asks me why I'm just a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night, hair that's a fright. I'm hairy high and low, don't ask me why, don't know. It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
So that's Noah Plumgren singing Hair from the musical Hair. What is hair in this production? It's about more than how long your hair is, right?
Yeah, I think it's just an expression of kind of going against society a little bit and sticking it to the man. All these characters are these young people that are fighting for something that they believe in, or fighting for a change. And up until that point in time, people didn't do that. It was very much like you do what your parents tell you. Society was very a little more leave it to Beaver like.
Uh-huh.
And so I think their long hair and their dirty hair was an expression of that.
Lily, you said that your parents were actually hippies. What do you recall about what they've shared with you from living in this time period?
Well, they were, you know, told us very tame stories for most of our lives. But I used to, go along on peace marches when I was a really little kid, and I didn't really fully understand what was happening, but I knew that it was important. I knew it was part of a movement. But yeah, they would protest. I remember hearing stories of, you know, them not being able to go to school because there were riots happening in San Francisco and Berkeley, and, you know, lining up with people and crossing elbows and chanting and, you know, reading underground newspapers and being a part of that movement. And I think a big part of it, which the musical touches on, is that, like, these people weren't anti-American and still aren't. And they were very patriotic, but it was a different way of expressing their love for their country.
I want to take a call from Nancy in Kearney. I guess you saw the production some time ago, right, Nancy?
A long time ago.
1969, you told our producer.
Well, I'm guessing 69, 70. It was a long time ago.
So do you think the message holds up? Is this a relevant message for today's world?
Oh, I do. You know, I think one of the things that goes on today is there's so much hate speech, so much you know, we don't listen to one another. We treat each other cruelly oftentimes. Even people who, you know, profess to have good motives, we demonize one another. So I think that message of, you know, acceptance is a good one. There's a song, How Can People Be So Heartless? And I think we are a little heartless today, and I think we could use a little more of that idea of accepting those who are different.
Nancy, thank you so much for the reflection.
Okay.
Appreciate it. So, Noah, you were born about the time that the U.S. was invading Iraq for the first time. What do you do to prepare yourself for a role that is so steeped in history, really?
We did a lot of research, and even prior to the show, I was doing a lot of research and reading a lot of, in particular, Vietnam fiction, nonfiction, poetry, watching lots of movies like Apocalypse Now and The Deer Hunter and all that good stuff. But a lot of when we got into the rehearsal process, we had a homework assignment to do some presentations on some aspect of the hippie era, whether it be Vietnam or the music of the time and whatnot. And we also had to do these character presentations, which could really kind of be anything you wanted it to be. But there was a lot of research involved to make sure that what we were doing was authentic.
We have just a little bit of time left. I guess I'm curious also, having two of you who are part of a touring production like this, must be quite an experience setting up shop, tearing it down, over and over and over. I looked and it looked like this is maybe city number 10 or 12 for you guys.
We have no idea.
You've lost count entirely.
Where are we?
But you're here for a whole week, right? So,
yeah.
So is that a good thing?
It's a great thing.
It's spectacular.
You know, this is the second national tour, so we're hopping cities a lot faster. And this is our first time we've been in one city for longer than 3 days. And the whole cast is overjoyed to really, you know, get to sit down and get to know the culture of a city. And every audience is different depending on what place that we're in. So it's nice to get to know it outside of the theater.
Yeah, some audiences have not been so receptive, I understand.
You know, Noah can speak to this too, but I was actually really surprised at how gracious and loving most of the audiences have been. Definitely, depending on where we are, like we had an experience in Kentucky where they were very polite and they didn't, you know, engage as much, but I think there was still love.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, very good. I'm so sorry that we're out of time, because I think we could talk a lot longer about this, but if folks want more of Noah and of Lily, they're going to have to go see the show. It's on stage at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, part of Theater League's national touring production of Hair. Starts tonight, runs through Sunday. Noah and Lily, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Lily Wask is music director. Noah Plumgren plays Claude. You can find more about them and about all of our topics and guests at Central Standards page on kcur.org.